Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
From the San Francisco Bay Area, it's time for Live from the Bay with Joey. Stay tuned.
Welcome, everybody. How is it going? And here we are in the month of October, Halloween month, you know. You know what that's all about. And so some really exciting things coming this month, so stay tuned. But with us tonight was a new, well, she's not that new, but she is a singing sensation all the way from Canada, So would you help me welcome to Live from the Bay with Joey, Amy Rose. Amy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm just great, and it's so great to have you back with us here. So are you getting ready for some Halloween festivities? Do you guys even celebrate trick-or-treat in Canada?
Oh, of course we do. It's like the happening thing, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you guys, you know, it's another country, so I don't know. Do you have a different name for it?
No, we call it Halloween, and it's where, you know, I don't know if you guys do the whole trick-or-treating thing, but I know, like, kids up here, they're super excited. My kids, we get to hand out candy, we go around the block, we get candy, it's, you know, it's great.
Amy, Americans invented trick-or-treat. Just do some research. That's our
holiday. Are you sure? Are you just taking credit?
I don't know. You better look it up. Trick or treat. You better look it up. Trick or treat. Trick or treat. Yeah. You know. Come on now. You should know better than that. Come on. You know better than that.
Well, I'll have to look it up in my dictionary.
Thank you very much, Amy. So, come on now. You know that is our holiday. Hello. That's our holiday.
I don't know. I might have to disagree.
Well, anyway, either case, it's you know, it's an interesting holiday. Do you have some shows planned during this month? Are you going to do some special shows in October?
Well, yeah, we have a lot of great things happening in October. I'm leaving October 13th for a press tour in New York.
Wow.
We've got three shows down there. Yeah, we're pretty stoked about it, let me tell you. I love New York. And, you know, I'm super excited to be able to go there and perform. And we've got some radio press stuff down there as well as three shows. And then we're back up here in Canada, and we've actually got a Halloween bash show going on in Barrie, Ontario, which is my hometown. I'm super excited about that.
Okay, so now tell everybody where this is going to be and where in Ontario?
In Barrie, Ontario.
Barrie, Ontario. So if people are interested in hearing about this, they can go to your website, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, and that website, folks, is www.amyrosemusic.com. Again, www.amyrosemusic.com. How do you like that for an infomercial?
That's great. You have one of those, you know, voices, like those after-hour voices.
After our voices? not the ones that call people after hours, right? Let's hope. But anyway, so Amy, you know, the last time you were on, we talked about your music and we talked about some really great things. You know, let's just encapsulate some of that information once again. So you come from a family that was music really an important part of your life there?
You know what? My parents were really diehard country fans, my grandparents, and, you know, we would listen to it all the time, but nobody sings. None of my family sings. I'm it. I'm the singer.
Wow, that must make you feel pretty special, right?
Well, I don't
yes
know.
Yes and no?
Special or, you know, I don't know if it's special or just, you know, different.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. You know, I think I told you the last time, I also sing and songwrite and all that. But, you know, both of my parents, well, my mom still sings, but, you know, my dad sang as well and did some things. So I come from sort of a musical family. And then my father's mother, so that would have been my grandmother, that immigrated from Italy to the United States, actually sang opera. And so that's kind of interesting. You know, I'm not too big of a fan of opera, and I kind of thank the Lord that my grandmother never got into that too much, like where she became an opera star, because that would have been horrible, you know, because I'm not a fan of opera, so I don't know how I would handle that. But now I'll tell you, if she was a country singer, that would have been a different story. I would have been there kicking up my boots saying, "You go, Grandma," with your Italian accent, right?
But, that's right. I forgot you're Italian.
I'm part Italian. Only part. Only half.
Right.
Yeah, and then part Spanish. So it's kind of an interesting combo. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be making for my guests when I invite people over for dinner paella and sangria and all that, or should I be making them a spaghetti and pizza, you know, ravioli and all that. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting combo. It leads to an interesting life, you know? That's why,
absolutely.
Amy, that's why you'll notice when I talk to people, instead of saying que pasa, I always say que pasta. Anyway, that's well, I thought it
There's
was
that showy,
you know,
humor.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was
that's
funny.
That's hilarious. It was. But you can really, you've got the best jokes.
I got what? I think so. K-pasta.
Yeah.
You get it, right?
I got it. I completely caught what you were pitching.
Thank you. So, anyway, and I understand that you have kind of an interesting ethnic background as well. My understanding is that you're part Native Canadian.
Yeah. My grandma is Native, and so that makes my dad half.
That makes you a quarter.
A quarter. So I'm like, you know, just barely beating it through there. But yeah, it's definitely there. And then we've got some French background. We've got some, you know, English background. I'm kind of like a mutt.
Well, that's
that
very cool.
Sense.
Now let's go back to the Native background. Now in Canada, if you're a Native Canadian, which we call them Native Americans here, Indians, they get, if you have at least 25% Native blood, I think you get, the government gives you some money. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, it's I did know that. It's, you know, that whole the white people stole our land type of thing, right? So they're just, it's the payback. But no, it's not, they don't give you money. It's a status card. And with that status card, you can, you know, get certain percentages off of your purchases. You know, house purchases, car purchases.
Ah, you mean it's like a discount?
You know, I don't have my...
A discount card?
It's like a discount card. Yeah, I don't have mine. I don't think I reached the qualifications quite to get one. But yeah, they're discount cards, basically. And you save, you know, a ton of money. But, yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool, you know. I think the Native American gig is a little bit better, but, you know, just because they get some cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching money, but, you know, that's cool.
Huh.
I mean, you get discounts, that's great. You know, everybody needs a discount, so, you know, that's what it's all about, right?
Hook me up with a discount and send me to the mall. I'm in my glory.
Is that right? Do you have malls there in your town? Barrie? Do you have malls in Barrie, Ontario?
We do. We have a really kick-butt mall, let me just say. They rebuilt it. We actually have three malls in Barrie. So we have the great big one, which is the Rio Canada Mall, the Georgian Mall. And it's got every store you can possibly imagine. It's great. And they're actually just building a whole outdoor center mall called the Molson Park Place, which is going to be huge. And I'm so, so excited about that.
Wow, so it's a happening place for malls and Chinese food. So when I come out there, you promised me, and you said that your Chinese food in Canada is so much better than American Chinese food. So
it is.
We'll see that. We'll you know, are you sure? Are you really sure?
I am positive. You know, I don't want to
hop our
own
horn
up here in Canada. It is. It will make you go, you know what I mean? Like, you know how you really put that into it? It will make you just go,
Really? I'm going to ask my friend. I'm going to ask my friend. Now, what do you think about Amy's, claim that the Canadian Chinese food is so much better than our American, Canadian Chinese food is so much better than the Chinese American food. So what do you think?
You can say that.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what
Elmo
said to you? Can you say that again to Amy?
Yeah, you can say that.
He says that you can't say that. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes,
well,
I did.
So thanks for sharing that. And then whenever I get out there, it'll be wonderful. How far are you from Toronto?
I am about an hour north of Toronto.
How long does it take?
About an hour.
Can you say that word again? ABOUT.
Oh, gosh, are you making fun of my
pronunciation? No, I think it's
about...
No. I think it's... See, we're having more fun than we did the last time. You know, this is a little bit more playful. But I love the way that Canadians speak. And in my other life as a hospital pharmaceutical representative, which, thank you very much, I've done for the last 17 years, one of my former colleagues, she actually was in the Olympics representing Canada years ago, but she would say the same thing. She would say about. So that's kind of cool, you know. You all have kind of like.
And how do you guys say it?
About.
How do you guys say it?
About.
But that's how. Isn't that how I'm saying it? About.
No. About. A, and then you all say A.
We do say that.
That's very cool.
And you guys say y'all.
Yeah, well, I say y'all, but that's not normal, standard California type lingo. We, you know, people from California also, we, you know, it's the stereotypical California lingo. Is like the total surfer dude or the valley girl, right?
Like, really?
The valley girl that, you know, and the surfer dude, like, hey, what's up, you know? Like, yeah, that's totally rad. And they talk super slow. So I can get into that, too, but it doesn't show my intelligence level too much. It's, you know, people are like looking at me like, are you okay? No, I'm from California. I'm fine. But you don't find too many surfer people or people from California saying y'all. And I don't know where that came from. I think I have a lot of friends that are from the South or involved in music and some country and, you know, and And then I pretty much pick up the tone of a lot of people that I'm talking to. So maybe that you all really tonight came from talking with you. What do you think?
Possibly.
Maybe from your possibly from your country music. I think I'm picking this
possibly.
Up. I know. I'm so stoked. So tell me about some of your new projects that are on the horizon. I understand you've been in the studio. I understand you're working on a video. I understand you have a new single coming out. I understand many things. So why don't you tell the audience?
Absolutely. So we have a new single coming out to U.S. radio on September the 30th, and it's called Sunshine. And I'm telling you, this single, I really had to, you know, step out of my comfort zone. And, you know, it's a power ballad. And I love this song and so excited about the release of it. And we're working on a video for the single as well. So, you know, we're hoping to have that out in the next month or so, as well as, you know, I was just actually in the studio tonight. And we're working on our next single, getting it all ready for after Christmas. So, you know, a lot of new stuff that we're doing, you know, trying to finish this album and get it out for the fans, as well as the radio releases, the press tours. You know, it's galore, and we're loving every second of it.
And, you know, here we are in October, and you got so many great things going on, including I'm sure you're going to have a swing bash for Halloween. And is Halloween one of your favorite holidays? Do you like it?
You know what? Christmas. I love Christmas.
Me too. I love Christmas.
Yeah.
I love Christmas. Yep.
Yes, I absolutely adore it. Even though Halloween, I got to tell you, I love dressing up and, you know, getting down with my bad self at parties. But this year we're doing the Halloween bash, right? The Halloween dance bash. So, you know, I'm going to get my costume ready for that, and we're going to put on one hell of a show for fans.
Hey, you know, that's what it's all about. So if fans want to know more about what's happening with you, Amy Rose, they can go to www.amyrosemusic.com. You can find her on Twitter as well. So anything else coming up that you're really excited about before the end of the year or that you want to share?
Wait.
Before you talk about that, not that long ago, you did a show with Big and Rich, right?
I did. And you know what? It was so fun. I'm a big fan of Big and Rich. I love their song, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. You know what I mean? And it's you know, a song that we actually do in our live shows. And people just love it. And I love their version of it. And, you know, to open up for them was so great. And we partied like VIP style all weekend long. And it's funny because we were backstage. And Big Kenny had come up, and he, you know, went to go hug me, and I'm like, oh my God, we're gonna touch. All right, let's do this. You know, it took ounce of me to like hold myself back and go, oh my God, I just really want to maul him, but you know, I'm a woman.
let me ask you, how many people do you think you sang to?
There was probably about 10,000 people.
Oh, my gosh. How cool is that? Isn't that kind of a weird? You know, when I've sung to thousands of people, it's kind of a weird feel. I don't even know how to explain it. It's just kind of it's exciting, but it's just different, you know?
It's definitely a thrill.
I'm sorry?
It's definitely a thrill, and I'm a thrill seeker. I love thrill, and, you know, I've never been a shy person. That's, I think, probably my biggest downfall. I'm really outspoken, and, you know, I'm not a shy person at all. So, you know, to get up there and to sing in front of that many people, it's like second nature to me, and it's almost like a thrill seeker. Like, I'm a seeker of thrill, right? And that's definitely one of the most thrilling things, you know, to happen to me is to sing in front of that type of crowd. And, you know, it was great. And, you know, one of the most memorable things, and honestly, I don't think I'll ever forget this, is, you know, doing that show with them. And I went to go sing Party Like a Redneck, which is a song that I got to co-write with my amazing producers, Glenn Colson and Marty Beecroft. And, you know, singing that song and watching the crowd sing along with me. They knew the words. And honestly, as a songwriter and a singer, that is probably, you know, the best thing that could ever happen. And honestly, it would take a whole lot to top that. So
absolutely.
It's definitely a great
moment. Yeah. Well, now that you said that, I'm going to ask you to mute yourself there. But we're going to hear that song, Party Like a Redneck. So, folks, here's Amy Rose's song, Party Like a Redneck. Well, it's coming. Just hang on. Do you hear it? I don't hear it yet. It'll be coming anytime now. Hold on. Well, you were partying so much like a redneck, the song's not playing. Okay. Well, you know, the song should be, I don't know what happened in the studio here, but it should be playing anytime soon. Uh-oh. I'm going to bring you back on. Are you there?
I'm here.
Well, I don't hear it. Do you?
I don't. It's the invisible version.
You know, I guess it is, and that's really that kind of. I just can't understand that. It was all queued up in the studio, and you know these things happen on, on radio, on live radio. They sure do happen. But anyway, hopefully, we'll be able to get that song in so people can hear it. But again, this song you wrote with a couple of different people. And are they still involved with your songwriting?
Absolutely. Marty Beecroft and Glenn Colson are my producers. And, you know, I was very fortunate enough to be able to write this song with them. And it's funny because this song is actually based on, you know, a product of my redneck family. I come from probably one of the biggest redneck families you'll ever meet. And, you know, I'm talking full-fledged redneck, right? So, you know,
you're
to sit down
what?
And write this song.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
No, what were you saying? You're talking what, redneck?
A full-fledged redneck.
Oh, full-fledged redneck. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, to write this song was honestly just, you know, it was a funny experience. And, you know, and I'm so happy that I got to write it with two of the coolest guys I know.
That is great. Now, is your the definition of redneck, I know you probably think, Joey, are you for real? Are you from this planet? Are you just playing dumb? But I really don't know. So this is why I'm going to ask you the next question. Your definition as a Canadian of redneck, would that be exactly the same as our definition of redneck here in the States?
Yeah, I think redneck is just redneck, you know what I mean? Like, you have no boundaries, you're laid back, kind of let's drink beer, have fun, dance, take off your shoes, you know, get wild until the police drive you home type thing. You know, we're down home country part redneck, right? And mm-hmm. You know, I think whether you're Canadian or American or, UK, that's just, you know, I don't really think the UK has rednecks, but, you know, redneck is redneck. I don't think there's any way in or out around it. Redneck is redneck.
Mm-hmm. And so your whole family is redneck?
We've got some special ones.
You've got some special redneck family members. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Now,
I tell you, when you're up here.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, when I come out there for Chinese food, please, I'd love to meet.
And a beer.
I'd love to meet your redneck family. Now, one thing I want to ask you is, have you, being that you're part Native, have you had an opportunity to sing to the Native people of Canada yet?
You know what? We have not done a show in the Native community, you know, so that would be something really cool to do. But no, we haven't really done that yet.
Mm. Well, you know what? Before I say goodbye, I'm going to try to run this tune one more time. And let's see. If not, I'm just going to tell people how they can get a hold of you. Let's see if we can hear this tune. Party Like a Redneck. And if not, Amy, we will we'll somehow get to it. And can people hear snippets of these tunes on your website as well?
Absolutely. And, you know, if you go to my website and, you know, there's a link to YouTube, my YouTube channel, and, you know, we've got our other singles there. I just want you to know Party Like Redneck Sunshine. You know, there's some great stuff up there, so definitely check that out.
Yeah, and that song, I Just Want You to Know, that's a great song as well.
It is. I love it. I love that song. It was actually a Backstreet Boys song that was put on one of their albums as a filler. And a friend of mine who is a huge BSB fan, you know, brought that song to me, you know, probably about 5 or 6 years ago and said, I really think you should do a country version of this, Amy. And at that time, I wasn't really looking to get back into the music because I had to take a time off to have a family. And so I put it on the back burner before I met Glenn and Marty, who are my producers. And, you know, when I met them, I brought it out and I just said, hey, what do you guys think of this song? And they loved it just as much as I did. And, you know, long story short, we went to Nashville and did a country version of it.
Well, how cool is that? That's awesome. Well, let's see if we can get, let's see if this, and just in case it plays, I'm going to mute you. But mute yourself there too. But let's see if this song plays. And if not, folks, you can go to www.amyrosemusic.com. And, oh, this is the wrong song. Okay, wait a minute. That was I Just Want You to Know. Is that right?
Correct.
That is right. That is the wrong song, folks. So let me hit the special button and see if Party Like a Redneck plays. And if not, we're in trouble. Let's see if it plays. I hope so. Because, you know, it wasn't playing before, and it doesn't look like it's going to play now. I don't know why. Okay, so these people, what they need to do is they need to go to your website.
I know you're gonna
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Party like a redneck. You know, Amy, that was very cool. Phew, thank God that turned. I think there was like some kind of little redneck jokester in there trying to play with my mind and not play that tune. But anyway, I'm glad it played. And, you know, who was the lead guitarist on there? Really jammed. That was awesome. Who was that?
The lead guitarist on that was done by Pat Seegers, who has played with Luke Bryan, Miranda Lambert, you know, the list goes on and on. These were some really heavy hitters from Nashville, Tennessee, and, you know, so grateful to have their awesomeness put on these songs.
Absolutely. What a great lead. So, again, thank you for joining us. And, you know, I'm going to let people know again, if they are interested in knowing more about Amy Rose and her music, you go to www.amyrosemusic.com. You can find her on Twitter. Amy, I thank you. You're not going to be able to talk now because you're gone, but I thank you so much for joining us tonight, folks. It is the month of October. You know what Amy's doing. Check on her site. She's got some great things, you know, happening. If you're in the New York area, be sure to stay tuned there. And then if you're close to where she is in Ontario, be sure to find out about that Halloween bash that she's doing. And we look forward to having her back. Be sure that you stay tuned on our show page, what's coming up in October. And as always, thank you so much for joining us here on Live from the Bay with Joey. And this is Joey saying good night. Take care.